Madhuban is full of surprises, and I certainly wasn't expecting to be dancing for a class. We often had dancing at the end of a class, but not usually before. But since yesterday Baba's theme was contentment, well, be content with every scene of drama as it evolves, expected or expected. It's a good lesson in being absolutely stable on drama and being content and happy with drama. Was this planned or was it spontaneous? Was it planned? Who thinks it was planned? It was spontaneous. And some don't know. Okay, whatever, that's the drama. But yes, a beautiful murli yesterday. A murli on being the jewel of contentment. And it's beautiful that this word jewel, santusht mani, mani the jewel, is connected with this word contentment. Because when you're here and this jewel is sparkling, then your face is sparkling also, and that's pure contentment. But it was lovely that Baba connected that with being able to love the self. I thought that was interesting. When you're content, then yes, you're comfortable with yourself, you're able to love yourself. And when you're discontent, you cannot say that, I love myself. It doesn't quite work. When I'm content, then I can look into the mirror, I can look into my heart, or the mirror outside, and say, yes, I'm very content. And then, when I'm content, I know that Baba's definitely happy with me, and Baba loves me. And it's very easy to feel Baba's love when there is contentment. And if there's discontent, then Baba feels a little bit distant. And in theory, I know that Baba loves me, but I don't feel it at that moment. And also the same with the family. When I'm content, then I can feel the waves of love reaching me. And if I'm discontent, I'm feeling friction in all directions. But actually the friction is what's going on inside of me as a starter. And then, of course, my behavior also attracts friction. But if I'm content, then I'm comfortable inside, I'm feeling happy, and the love is flowing out, and the love is coming back to me multiplied also. And so it is very interesting that Baba began with that it's actually, in a way, the foundation for love. Discontent and try and experience love, and it's difficult. And a question that Baba didn't actually take up, but for me it's very deeply connected. What is the main factor to create contentment? Because it's never that situations are going to be always as I want them to be. It might be too hot, it might be too cold, it might be this, it might be that, it might be the other. But what are the conditions in which then I can feel content? I have to be able to create that within myself. And the one word that comes to mind is gratitude. And the thankfulness exercise. How many of you have done it at some point in your life, in your journey? A good number, but not everyone. Who hasn't heard about the exercise of gratitude? Everybody's heard about it. Oh, who hasn't? Who hasn't heard about the exercise of gratitude? Oh, just a handful. Everybody here has heard about the gratitude exercise? No? No? Okay. Very quickly, some of you have heard it. But first step, write, starting tonight, and if it goes on for a day, maybe another half day, it's fine, but don't let it go on for longer. But write 100 points for what it is you're grateful for. Right from childhood, pre-gyan, post-gyan, till today. And when you've done that exercise, step two, that same night, and if you've done this exercise of 100 points at some point before, fine. Now, tonight, 10 points, write down what it is you're grateful for. 10. Tomorrow morning, you write another 10 points. What am I grateful for? And it has to be different points, not the same. So you have to churn a bit and think about, well, what is there to be grateful for? And you'll find enough things. And if you carry on with this exercise, night and morning, night and morning, at least for a month, you begin to feel quite different. If you carry on with this exercise for at least 6 months, and I did it for about 8 months, if you do it for at least 6 months, truly, the way your brain begins to think, the impulses in the brain change. The patterns of thinking begin to change. And so find what it is you're grateful for, morning, evening. And don't just say, well, I'm a bit tired, so I'll just think about it. No, write, absolutely write. Why? Because then your brain, your hands and everything, your eyes, everything gets synchronized and it gets underlined. And so it works very, very well. And the feeling of contentment begins to grow richer and more powerful. And so really, and if you've, there's somebody who's done it for 4 years and they still carry on doing it, and they tell me that it's wonderful. They feel good about themselves, they feel good about Baba, their life and everyone around them, and they feel the benefit. So see how long it is you can keep up with it before you say, okay, enough, whatever. But it's just one person I know. Maybe there are many others, but one person's in touch with me who tells me that they've been doing it for 4 years now. It's like, you know, writing a letter to Baba. Who writes a letter to Baba? A good number, more than the gratitude. But there's somebody who's been writing a letter to Baba for at least 5-6 years. I'm trying to think, it was pre-COVID, and I think it was pre-COVID. So they write a letter to Baba every single day. They're traveling, they'll still write. It gets late, they'll still write. And it's a wonderful communication with Baba. Whatever practice it is that really helps me, let me continue with that. And the continuity is what Baba's talking about. When Baba would spend a lot of time changing one word instead of sometimes, always. How long did Baba spend on helping us move away from the sometimes to always yesterday? And why? Because if you're consistent with something, it becomes part of your nature. If it's not consistent, I may have been doing something for a week, but then a day comes and I drop it. It's very difficult to pick it up again the next day. And so just let it be consistent. Whether it's writing a letter to Baba, short, whether it's writing your points of gratitude, scribble a few words, fine, but do it. That consistency will help it become part of your nature and it'll stabilize you. Stability is something that we know we need. The world's shaking, uncertainty, everything's going down and we don't know what's going to happen even by the end of the day, never mind tomorrow. We just keep hearing news of suddenly that. Since January, I think every single week I've had, sometimes it's been 2-3 a week, departures, right? My sisters from the UK are sitting in front of me. And definitely every week, but sometimes it's been 2-3 a week, and it's either immediate Brahmin family or very close to the Brahmin family. And so you really don't know what's going to happen next. But if I'm stable within myself, and my Baba is saying always, it's that stability that I need to be able to create a stage that is going to help me in times that are going to become more and more challenging and more uncertain. So my state of contentment being stable today means that it's going to be fine wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever situation I find myself in. I'll be able to go deep inside myself and find that stability so that things don't affect me. And the more I create that stable stage of contentment within me, the more faith I have in myself that no matter what happens, it's going to be fine. If I'm not stable within myself today, then I don't know how I'm going to react in what situation tomorrow. But my faith in myself grows as I feel that stable stage within myself. But also the faith that others have in me and the trust that they develop in me also comes about through my stability. And Baba wants us to do this just simply out of love for Baba. Can I experience that total love for Baba in which I'm ready to change one word? Baba put it in a very sweet way. That's all Baba's asking you for. Change one word. But that one word is a very important word, of course. And it carries a lot of sense and meaning behind it. But this is a thing that when you love someone, then you're ready to do what they ask you to do. You're ready to do what you know they like for you. And so, can I keep Baba in front of me? But to the extent that I'm checking the quality of my thoughts, Baba shares everything in the Murali. Sakar Baba shared so much of what his experiences were in the Murali. Baba was so honest about it. Baba wasn't shy to acknowledge it and say that I forget Baba. I start remembering when I start eating and remembering Baba, but after a few mouthfuls, I begin to think about something else. And so here's Baba, Prajapita Brahma, the father of humanity, and Baba sharing with us with such humility all his experiences. So we know that Baba also had to make effort to get to the stage that enabled him to become Karmatit within 33 years. Many of us here have been with Baba for 33 years and longer. I won't ask you to raise your hands, but I'm recognizing many of you. And so 33 years, that's how long it took Baba to become Avyakt. And Mama took even less, even fewer years to become Avyakt and achieve her Karmatit stage. So they made intense effort. And they made intense effort for Brahma Baba, it was out of love for Shiv Baba. And for Mama, it was out of love for Bab Dada, because Brahma Baba was also the example for her. And so today we have not just Bab Dada in front of us, but also we've seen the Dadis, and some of us have seen how the Dadis changed through the years. I mean, there was always purity, there was always discipline, there was always faith, there was always love, but we also saw them change and develop to the stage of becoming angels here on earth. And so we saw how they did whatever they did with that love for Baba. There was nothing that the Dadis did because they had to do it. They did everything that they did out of love. And I think that if I can remember to do the same, it makes effort a lot easier. Effort is a struggle if I say, well, I'm supposed to, I have to, or I should. that Baba brings in this idea of love and doing it out of love. Even the Murali before, in which Baba was asking us to make sure that we give up anger, again at that point also Baba brought in love. Out of love for Baba, can you not sacrifice this? It was the Shivratri Murali. So out of love for God, can you not sacrifice your anger or even the little bit of irritation that's still there? So again yesterday, out of love for Bab Dada, can you not have that determined thought that yes, you're going to come to a very stable stage and not allow things outside to shake you in any way, which includes the behavior of others? Because it's fine to say, well, doesn't matter how difficult the situation can be, I can work hard, I can do this, I can do that, and I do the other. But it's always other people who shake us. It's not so much the heat, the cold or whatever, but it's the way others behave. And so when others are behaving in a way that I feel is not right, does that shake me? Does that take away my contentment? And Baba again teaching us how he deals with it. How does Baba deal with it? Baba has nothing but good wishes for them, nothing but pure feelings for them. And so that's going to support them. And if it's within the Brahmin family, and for many of us the challenges are more in the Brahmin family than with Lokic people, and that's because all our karma is here. The karma out there was not so much, it was a little bit, but not so much, but most of our karma is here with other Brahmins. And so the things they do and say are the things that shake us. But at that moment, just simply to come back to how would Baba deal with this, and to be able to have those good feelings, good wishes, and again send out those vibrations of love, following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. That's the powerful thing that we need to do also. And Baba mentioned 8 steps of Father Brahma. And I don't remember them number-wise, but somebody actually, I don't know where they fished it out from. I remember a whole series of Muralis on renunciation. And that was in the 80s. I'm sure many of you have read those. Who's read the renunciation Muralis? Some, not everyone. But they were a classic, and if you want them, I'm sure you can get them. But a whole series, like 7-8 Muralis on renunciation. And in that, Baba was giving very often the example of Brahma Baba. But I don't remember anything that actually came stating that these are the 8 steps of the points that Baba mentioned yesterday. But as I say, somebody actually sent this to me. And if I can find it, I'm not sure that I can. Okay, it's not where I thought it was. So I'll read them to you. 1. Be generous like Father Brahma. 2. Become a sustainer like Father Brahma. 3. Be a well-wisher, be full of pure feelings and good wishes like Father Brahma. 4. Give respect by becoming an instrument and being humble like Father Brahma. 5. Become an unshakable and immovable carefree emperor like Father Brahma. 6. Like Father Brahma, go beyond and become a destroyer of attachment. 7. Practice being bodiless whilst being in the body like Father Brahma. 8. Become ever ready like Father Brahma. Does that sound comprehensive enough? So, Yes, become generous like Father Brahma. Become humble and be an instrument like Father Brahma. Become ever ready like Father Brahma. And all the other things that you heard. So when I think about Brahma Baba, then I think about the perfect angel. But of course he wasn't always that. He went through his own journey to reach that stage. And so I think that even following 4 points of out of 8, and I think that'll be a very good start. Become the detached observer and be the conqueror of attachment. That's another one that struck me. But I think basically, if I love Baba, then I want to do what Baba is asking of me. Baba gave the lovely example of how, and I have to say that it used to be true that you would see it abroad and you would never see it in India, a couple walking hand in hand. But India has changed, and now I do see people walking hand in hand. But at that time, certainly you only saw it abroad, you didn't see it in Bharat. But at this moment, yes, that also happens. But the hand holding God's hand of Srimad, and I think that when you've been hearing Muralis for a while, then you know exactly what Srimad is in every single situation. We know the theory, and then we know when we're diverging onto another track that Srimad says this, but my mind is saying this, or my nature or my sanskaras are saying this. And so rather than Srimad, then I move off here. And so what is it that makes me do that? It seems that at that moment, Srimad is not my priority, and it's my feelings and my emotions or my sanskars that are stronger even than Srimad. And so can I find out why it is that my mind speaks and I listen more to my mind, even though 63 births I've been listening to my mind, and where did that land me? It brought me right to the bottom of Kali Yuga. And I've had that understanding, I know that, but yet still I follow the dictates of my mind rather than the directions of one. And so I need to really see why my mind is more powerful than Srimad. And maybe it's because I'm not practicing soul consciousness, I'm not connecting with Baba. And if there isn't soul consciousness, there isn't a connection with Baba. It's a fact. And so, can I take a step back and just come back to that very simple practice of soul consciousness? Really basic, but I need to remind myself to do that. And the other thing here in the list of 8 was Baba practicing being bodiless again and again, and Baba reminding us of that categorically yesterday also. Not only do I have to be content, but I also have to practice being bodiless. And Baba mentioned that it's something that Baba's been telling us, and if we haven't been able to rehearse it now, and even if I haven't done it up till now, can I start doing it now? But if I don't practice being bodiless today, then when there are difficult times, then I won't be able to step away and be detached and know what it is I need to do. Bodiless, and there's different experiences of being bodiless. One is where I need to be really just out of my skin and be able to see the whole stage as a detached observer, so that then I'm able to connect with Baba and to know what it is that I need to do. But also, another experience of the bodiless stage is where, and Daddy mentioned it at some point, that this is what she saw Brahma Baba do, but it's also what she did. When the body's not well, step out of the body, and in that awareness of the body being here and my awareness is here, then to take Sakash from Baba and to give that light to wherever it is the body needs that help. And if it's a general thing, then again, still to just take Baba Sakash and give that Sakash to the whole body. But also wherever specifically there's help needed. And Nadi had said how she'd seen Brahma Baba do this when he felt pain. Then you could feel him practicing being detached from the body and then just giving light. And Baba's pain usually was heart pain. So Baba would be giving that, the heart, the power of light from Baba. And that surely enabled Baba to continue to serve right until his literally very last breath. Dadi would do the same. We would see her go into silence and be very, very detached, and she didn't want to eat, she didn't want to drink, and certainly nobody was going to be talking to her. But there might have been a few days when she was struggling with something with the body, and just silence. And then through that silence, when she recovered, she came back, bouncing back with so much energy that we had trouble keeping up with her, because she would be so full of energy and wanting to do this and this and this and this. And of course, she's not going to do it alone. She's going to have 10 others do it with her. And so we would then get exhausted. But it was something that was absolutely visible. So that was another thing that caught my attention in yesterday's Murli. If I don't rehearse this today, then at that point when I need to be very detached from whatever is going on and not allow it to touch me, my emotions, my feelings, because it's very easy to get moved by other people's sorrow, but I need to be powerful and detached so that I can catch God's inspiration. What is it that Baba wants me to do now, and be able to put it into action? It needs that total detachment from whatever is going on here. Then I can be up above with Baba and then give help in whatever way is needed. The other thing that caught my attention was Baba talking to... Baba said it's for the teachers, but it's also for everyone. And Baba's talking about creating centers that are obstacle-free. So, what are the obstacles that come in centers? It's not so much the challenge of how to do service. It's the challenge of samskaras. And so when samskaras come up within a situation in service, a little center, a big center, whatever it may be, and samskaras can come up whether it's two people or four people or 40 people. It's really still the same in a sense. But to what extent am I using my own old samskaras, or am I learning to use the deity samskaras that are there within the soul? Everyone who's here is here because they're a Brahmin. And so we know that we were deities. It's not a question we have in our minds. It's a reality that we know. And so when I know that this is who I am a deity soul, then in that awareness, can I emerge the deity samskaras that are there latent within me? Or am I still... In fact, it's not that I am using my old samskaras. Dadi had a different way of expressing it. She would say, your samskaras are using you. Because at that moment, you've forgotten about soul consciousness. and it's the old sanskars that are so strong that are coming up, and they're using me. And so instead of my sanskars using me, can I very consciously make a choice and allow my deity sanskars to emerge? They're there, but I have to emerge them. The purity, the truth, the love, the joy. And so part of the story of contentment, but can I emerge all of these sanskars at that moment? That's going to enable me not to get caught up in the ripples that come out from other people's behavior. My responses will be stable. My responses will be as Baba would want them to be, and it won't be anything else. But also, I have to remember that if I'm reacting to the sanskars of others, what am I doing? I'm adding to my karma. And I came to Baba, not when I first came, but one of the things that I really loved about Gyan was the fact that Baba's teaching me to settle karma. And so I have to remember that I don't want to add more karma, I want to settle karma. And so my reactivity is increasing my karma all the time. And it's actually increasing it more than it would have been pre-Gyan, because now it's with full understanding, full awareness, full consciousness. And so that makes the karma even more intense. And so when I remember that I'm Baba's instrument and my role at this moment is to help Baba in the creation of Satyug. Another one point from the list of the eight was Baba being Nimit, an instrument. And it's something that definitely the Dadis constantly had. Comment to a Dadi that that's a beautiful class you gave, and say, it's Baba's Gyan. Or say to any of the Dadis, you know, you've done all this amazing service. And they tell you, but how could I have done it? It must be Baba who's done it, which is a reality. Dadi Janki is an amazing example in so many ways. No Lokic education. And she comes to England with a little bag. And how did it happen that in 40 years there were centers in 120 countries and many, many of the world teachers were teachers that she had trained. And she would never ever accept that I have done it. And it's true that this little woman coming from India could never have done it. But it was God's power. But what she did do was surrender her intellect totally to God, so that then we knew that whatever inspiration is coming, she's just a very clear, clean instrument to allow that inspiration and power to work through her. But she kept that awareness all the time. I'm an instrument. And so Brahma Baba, an instrument. Very interesting how in the Sakar Muralis, Baba will say, I didn't speak the Murali. And yes, of course, we know it's Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, Baba speaking the Murali. And in some sentences, you can clearly identify this is only incorporeal God. Baba tells us, Bhagwanavacha, God speaks. And then he'll tell you something, something, something. But so Brahma Baba, even though he's contributing in a big way in the Muralis, Baba will always say, just think about Shiv Baba speaking the Murali. Don't think about me. It's just Shiv Baba. And we know that it's both together. But yet the attention always, the focus on one. And so for us also, that stage of being able to be an instrument, and definitely that's something that can remove a huge number of obstacles that come. Let me be a clean, clear instrument. Not even my thinking or my, definitely not my ego getting in the way or my sanskars getting in the way, but not even my mind getting in the way. So really allowing God to work through me. The other day we were talking about Dadavishya Kishore because the month of March, you know, I keep thinking about Shakespeare's statement in Julius Caesar, the Ides of March are heavy. And the month of March, think about all the instruments who've flown to Baba and become Avyakt in the month of March. And then Dadi Chandramani, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Nirmashanta, Dada Vishwakishore, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, these are the recent ones, but all the other ones also. That's already six of, you know, if you think about the main angels of the galaxy, well, here's six of them all flying off in March. And so there's something definitely about the month of March. But we were thinking about Dada Vishwakishore and how he would listen to whatever Baba said and follow it through absolutely without letting either his ego or even his Lokic experience get in the way. He was a businessman like Brahma Baba, a jeweler. But when Baba gave an instruction, he followed it through. And one, of course, he maneuvered the whole thing to from Karachi to India, from Oka Harbour, Abu, and all this at a time when the wounds of partition were still very, very raw just after partition. And during partition, going from one side to the other, from here to the other, it was a bloodbath, literally. But how did it happen that even though everything was very still raw, he was able to be Baba's instrument, everyone to move comfortably and safely all the way to Abu, but also then they got thrown out of Bridgekoti because they didn't have anything left in the Bhandara to pay the rent. They went to another place, Pokhran House, and then they left that. But when it was time to get Pandav Bhavan, he went to Baba. Baba, this is on offer. And he had seen the place, and it was basically the stables, that's it. There was no other building, there was just land around, but just the stables where Baba's room is today. That area was stables. And he told Baba, and Baba said, yes, put in an offer. And Baba gave him a figure, and it was ridiculously low, but whatever. He didn't quibble with Baba about it. Baba, it's not possible, you know. The man's not going to agree to this. How is it possible? Baba gave a figure, and that's it. Went to the meeting, and the man agreed. If he had had any question in his mind, for sure the man would never have been able to agree, because there wouldn't have been the power behind it. But he accepted totally what Baba had said. And there you go, the deal is done. And so that stage where I don't let my ego or my experience or my thinking get in the way. And of course in that case it was literally physically what Baba had said. But also for us, what has Baba said? Can I follow that through with humility? Humility not just in terms of my relationship with others around me, but my humility in letting go of my own experience and saying, but Baba's telling me this. And so that stage of being an instrument. And so if I'm continually, constantly a humble instrument, many, many obstacles can dissolve around me. And things can move forward. But that comment about centers becoming obstacle-free, it's a very interesting comment. So definitely something to explore further in your own churning. What can I do to contribute to that, to make such a situation happen? So those were some of the things from yesterday's Murali, but in particular this word always, consistent, constant. And yes, Baba, always the one who gives love, always the one who gives you the response of truth, always the one who gives you benefit, the one who gives you power. And so we turn to God. When they use this word Shiva in Hindi, they very often say Sada Shiv. Shiva, the one who's constant, stable. And so that's what Baba wants his children to be also. So carry away. Baba used this expression in the Murali actually. Carry away the blessing of being content this time. So truly a blessing from Baba and an experience to take away. Let's fly to Baba. Om Shanti.